Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's look at local and national politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. On this week's show, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith has this commentary about the brand of the Republican Party in this unusual election year.
My wife and I like to shop at JCPenney. I know, we're not hipsters, but hey, they have great sales. Penney has been through a lot lately. Former Apple executive Ron Johnson was hired in 2010 to update the brand. After 18 months of wrecking the brand, Johnson was fired and the old president rehired. JCPenney is still struggling as a retailer. I thought of this as I've watched the increasingly bizarre events unfolding in the presidential campaign. Every day it becomes clear that Donald Trump's campaign is struggling. He has not raised much money and does not have a plan to raise the amount of money required to be competitive. He has not begun to organize the ground game necessary for fall voter contacts and to get out the vote on Election Day in November. But he certainly is changing the brand of the Republican Party. What does this have to do with JCPenney? Last spring, the students in my presidency class at Columbia College discussed the many roles of an American president. The most visible roles are commander-in-chief and ceremonial head of state, but he is also chief diplomat, chief magistrate, chief bureaucrat, and chief legislator. No wonder every recent president but Ronald Reagan went gray during their presidencies, and it is assumed that President Reagan had help with his hair color. The American president has one more role, that of chief of his political party. He is expected to campaign for fellow party members, offer a vision for policy, raise money. The list goes on. Party chief is also the only role that is performed before a president takes office. The nominee of the party that is out of power, as Republicans currently are, becomes the de facto party chief as soon as he wraps up the nomination. So right now, today, Donald Trump is the GOP's party chief, and in the eyes of many, he is wrecking the brand, like Ron Johnson wrecked the JCPenney brand. The JCPenney board of directors could, and did, fire Ron Johnson. The Republican National Committee has a fiduciary responsibility to the party at large, like the JCPenney board had a fiduciary responsibility to Penney shareholders. But the RNC can't fire Donald Trump. At the convention, they could make life difficult for him and pretty much complete the demolition of the party for the 2016 cycle. But they can't fire him. And even if they could, whom would they hire to replace him? Republicans are in a real mess. This is Terry Smith.
Dr. Smith is a political science professor at Columbia College and a regular commentator for KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.